We're talking with musician Matt Venuti. He's got a gig at Vishnu's Couch on June 27th and 28th. Why don't we begin at the beginning? How did you start as a musician?
My musical career actually started pretty young. I was born into a family of 10 kids. I was number 7, and everyone had to learn the piano. And from the piano, I went into trumpet, and from the trumpet, I started playing the electronic valve instrument, EVI for short, which was introduced to me by Mike Matheny, who's a brother of Pat Matheny. I don't know if you know who he is.
I certainly do.
Anyway, that started everything. I moved to California from Geneva, New York, my hometown, not far from Binghamton, and I began my professional musical career as a EVI player in my band, Matt Venuti and the Venutians, and we played a lot of high-level gigs in the Bay Area, and continue to do so. But I'm on the road most of the time now. When I got introduced to the Hung, and after that the Guball, which are the instruments that I'm playing at Vishnu's Couch, it changed everything about my music, and my direction went in a completely different direction, into the acoustic realm. And I got back into my singer-songwriter, kind of roots, and started to bring this instrument out into the public, and I'm one of the few people to play this instrument. So it's really been quite a gift for me. I'm probably going ahead of you right now. Do you have another question to ask?
Well, I was going to say, I've seen the Hung advertised on Facebook. Could you tell us more about the Hung and the Guball?
Sure. Well, first of all, it probably wasn't advertised on Facebook, since it never was a commercial commodity. It was invented and made by two people in Bern, Switzerland. There are a lot of instruments that are, have copied the Hung along the way in the 10 years or 12 years that the Hung has been around. But there's only, two people that make the Hung itself, and those are more rare. And those two people are Felix Rohnert and Sabina Scherer, and they live in Bern, Switzerland, like I say, and they make these instruments one by one using their hands and hammers. And that's what Hung means in their language. It means hand. And I got involved with it pretty early on, and I started to go to Switzerland to learn from these people and to find out more about the instrument and to find out what they're up to. They're always evolving it. There's always a new evolution of the instrument, which was more and more, kind of penetrating in a sense with the beautiful sound, and it just kept going deeper and deeper into the metal. They're metallurgists also, so they created their own metal called Pung. P-A-N-G. So the Hung is made of Pung, and they continually, worked on the instrument until they finally said in 2013, we're done with the Hung. They made their final generation of the instrument. They said, now we're going to focus on a new instrument called the Guball. And I bought the first Guball in the United States. There's not a whole lot of them around either. And the Guball is a step forward, and it's kind of like has Hung-like qualities, but it has also a deep bass tone in it. So you can play different kind of bass lines with it, along with the beautiful sounds that, kind of more familiar with the Hung. So so these instruments are what I'm touring with, and I sing songs with them, and the songs are songs that are, basically heart-opening songs, songs of life, loss, love, and surrender, as I like to call it, things that we all go through.
I see. Just for the benefit of our audience, the Hung and the Guball are percussion musical instruments, kind of like the steel drums that they use in the Caribbean.
Well, they are similar in some ways, but they're very, very unique in other ways. First of all, you play it with a hand. You don't play with mallets. And if you listen to a steel drum or a steel pan, as they're called in Trinidad, you would hear, you'd say, wow, that's a completely different instrument when you heard the Hung. Although it does, it is hand on metal as opposed to a mallet on metal. It's a lot warmer sounding, and it has its own distinctive sound. I'm not sure what you saw on Facebook. Like I say, there's probably over 100 new instruments that have been inspired by the Hung, but there's very few Hungs out there, relatively speaking. So, and when you hear it on a computer speaker, you're going to hear something completely different live. And, when people hear it live, they immediately drop in. It's like it just completely, penetrates you in a certain way. And it's really a heart-opening instrument, and particularly the way I've learned to play it. So, it's really quite fascinating.
You're going to be playing the Hung and the Guball at your Binghamton gigs next week.
Yes, absolutely. Vishnu's Couch, which is a really cool space. I played there last year. They use it for yoga and other types of musical events. And it's real a rare treat for the city of Binghamton. I really encourage your listeners to check this out. It's really quite unique and beautiful. If you really want to you get a sense of what the instrument is, go to my website, and that's www.mattvenuti.com. mattvenuti.com. That is, you'll find some videos up there and more information about the Vishnu's Couch event.
Thank you very much for this interview, and we'll see you on the 27th and 28th.